in the far Pashmina Mountains, by Janet McLeod Trotter, performed by Heather Wilds. Alice Fairchild was born on a rock in the North Sea, during a storm. Giving birth, her mother, Charlotte, writhed on the lumpy bed high up in the lighthouse, while the roaring wind shook the tower and drowned out her screams.
"Hush, madam,"
Effie, the keeper's wife, fussed. "You'll frighten my boys with your noise."
"I don't care,"
Charlotte snarled.
"Just get this thing out of me."
Effie was offended, but bit back a retort. It was the fear and pain of childbirth that made this strange gentlewoman say such things.
"It's coming. Just push a wee bit harder,"
she encouraged.
"I'm dying,"
Charlotte wailed.
"I'm going to die in this horrible place, and he'll never know. And it's all because of this,
she screamed, as another agonizing contraction paralyzed her body. Effie had never seen such unseemly behavior at a birth. This woman bucked and shrieked like someone possessed, as the shutters rattled and sea spray hissed through cracks in the brick walls of the lighthouse. Effie tried to calm the uninvited guest, who had stepped alone off a small boat just hours before the storm began. Effie worried about her husband, marooned in the lamp room above, trying to keep the guttering candles lit through the hatch to the kitchen below. She could hear her two sons squabbling over cards and disobeying her order to stay in bed. But who could sleep through such a storm, or this caterwauling from Mrs. Fairchild? An hour later, an hour of cajoling, shrieking, blaspheming and sweating, a long-legged baby with a crinkled red face emerged with a querulous wail of indignation.
"Alas!"
Effie cried, eyes smarting with tears.
"You have a bonny daughter, Mrs. Fairchild."
Charlotte recoiled.
"I don't want to see it. After all that hard work,"
Effie exclaimed in disbelief.
"Just a wee cuddle." "Not now."
Charlotte sank back, utterly exhausted.
"Please, take it away."
Effie was shocked more by this rejection than by the hours of invectives and swearing. She and Arnold had lost three babies, all of them girls, between 10-year-old Danny and 5-year-old Sam. Effie kissed the bleating infant. How could a mother not want to hold a living baby in her arms?